Imagine witnessing your teenage son commit murder on a cold autumn night. Now, imagine waking up the next morning to find yourself inexplicably traveling backward through time, one day at a time. This is the mind-bending reality Jen faces in Wrong Place, Wrong Time. As the clock on her kitchen wall ticks backward, she discovers she's been given an extraordinary opportunity to unravel the mystery behind her son Todd's violent act and potentially prevent it from ever happening. But time is both her ally and enemy in this race to save her son from a future that seems increasingly inevitable. What would you do if you could rewrite your family's darkest chapter? How far would you go to protect your child? The horror unfolds on a crisp October evening. Jen sits at her kitchen table carving a Halloween pumpkin, waiting for her 18-year-old son Todd to return home. The annual fall ritual occurs, clocks turning back an hour, giving this night an eerie extra dimension as time loops back to 1 a.m. Through the window, Jen spots Todd approaching their house when a stranger materializes from the shadows. Before she can process what's happening, Todd produces a knife and plunges it repeatedly into the man's body. Red and blue lights strobe across their suburban home as police cruisers converge. Jen kneels on her driveway, hands pressed against the stranger's wounds, her lawyer's mind cataloging details even as her mother's heart shatters. When she demands answers from Todd, his response chills her. "I had to. There was no choice." His voice is calm, certain. Despite her legal arguments and her husband Kelly's desperate pleas, they watch helplessly as Todd is handcuffed and placed in a police car. When Jen wakes the next morning, she expects to face the aftermath of Todd's arrest. Instead, she finds him planning a mall trip, unaware of any arrest. The Halloween pumpkin she remembers placing outside is missing, with an uncarved one on the counter. Jen realizes she somehow slipped backward in time to the day before the stabbing. Each day continues moving Jen backward, unfolding the mystery in reverse, a metaphor for parents' desire to undo their children's mistakes. Desperate to understand what led to the fatal night, Jen searches Todd's room and finds disturbing items: Ryan Hiles' police badge, a missing baby poster, and a burner phone with cryptic texts about plans involving a baby. Following Todd to a wealthy neighborhood, she discovers him entering a house owned by Cutting and Sewing Limited, belonging to Ezra Michaels and Joseph Jones. Outside, she meets Joseph, the future murder victim, who dismissively claims Todd is in safe hands and oddly seems to already know her. This investigation forces Jen to confront how little she knows about her son's life, having existed on the periphery of his adolescence. Diving deeper into the past, Jen uncovers a criminal network. She witnesses Ezra switching license plates on a Tesla before shipping it, exposing his car theft operation. More alarmingly, she overhears Kelly on a burner phone arranging delivery of a spare key for a stolen vehicle. When confronted, Kelly warns cryptically, "Do not look into that baby," and "Do not look into Joseph Jones either," finally admitting, "You're in danger, Jen." Parallel to this, Ryan Hiles begins his police career idealistically before being recruited for undercover work to infiltrate a car theft ring connected to Ezra and Joseph Jones. Jen learns Joseph Jones was recently released after serving 20 years for various crimes. More disturbingly, Joseph knew Kelly before prison, calling him an old friend and wanting to restart something. These discoveries force Jen to re-examine everything about her husband: his aversion to travel and formal jobs, his unexplained income, his dark edge, now viewed through the lens of potential criminal ties. In a shocking revelation, Jen discovers her husband's identity is completely fabricated. Following Kelly to Liverpool Crown Court, she watches him testify in Joseph Jones's trial as Witness B, an anonymous undercover police officer who had infiltrated Jones's crime gang. When confronted, Kelly reveals his real name is Ryan. He maintained his false identity after leaving the police because revealing the truth could put his life at risk. If Joseph ever discovered my true identity, he confesses, he'd come and kill me. This revelation reframes their entire 20-year marriage. When Joseph was released from prison, he tried recruiting Kelly back into his organization, creating an impossible dilemma. Refusing would expose his undercover past, while complying meant becoming a criminal. Todd must have discovered his father's secret and the danger Joseph posed. When Joseph came armed to confront Kelly, Todd killed him with a knife he bought after learning about the threat, protecting his father. This transforms our understanding of the opening murder from a senseless act to one of protection. Throughout her journey backward through time, Jen discovers that small actions can trigger enormous consequences, the butterfly effect Todd mentioned. When she reaches January 12th, the day of baby Eve's kidnapping, she visits the police station asking for Ryan or Kelly, revealing knowledge of his undercover operation. Though Kelly doesn't recognize her in this timeline, Jen provides the address for the impending kidnapping. Police intercept the teenage burglars before they can take baby Eve, though Joseph escapes. This intervention alters history. Eve is saved, and Ryan's undercover work with Joseph's gang changes course. After the operation, Jen approaches Kelly outside the station. Despite his wariness of this stranger who knows his dual identities, their conversation sparks the connection that will lead to their marriage. As rain falls, Kelly asks, "Do I know you from before today?" Jen laughs, responding, "Not yet." When Jen returns to Day Zero, she finds the world transformed. Ryan is now authentically himself, and Todd calls up the stairs, alive and well, his voice free of the darkness that once drove him to violence. At its emotional core, this story explores motherhood, its joys, challenges, and accompanying guilt. Throughout her time journey, Jen confronts her shortcomings as a mother, revealing the universal struggle of balancing career with family life. When Todd remarks, "You never usually are interested in his work," it triggers deep guilt as Jen realizes her son believes she doesn't listen to him. She recognizes she's wrongly dismissed his intellectualism rather than engaging with it. As Jen travels backward, she sees Todd at various ages, from a curious toddler with building blocks to a 15-year-old excited about quantum mechanics, helping her appreciate previously overlooked aspects of her son. The most startling revelation comes when Jen mentions Cleo to Todd, whose confusion about his girlfriend Eve reveals the truth. Eve is Cleo, the baby Jen saved from kidnapping, unknowingly shaping her family's future. Time may be linear for physicists, but for parents, it's fluid. Parenthood's true power lies not in bending time, but in recognizing that small moments, truly listening, being present, ultimately shape both their destinies and our own.